Stories, setting and characters. Every performance of a story has a combination of character and settings, which is what makes the story. But you don't know what they are, so you can't just tag a story with the tag character or the tag setting. Story making is a tricky topic in itself. Finding characters and settings are its stumbling blocks. So you have to aim to find the character or characters of the topic, find the setting of the topic, you can do it in either order, and then ask how they fit together. Why do they fit like that? Because explaining their relationship provides a story. So in the Newton apple story, you've got a character. He's this scientist, interested in the world, thinks too much, almost a philosopher. And you've got this setting in the garden, late summer. Oh, and by the way, the scientist is now snoozing while he thinks. See? Character is Newton, settings the garden. How do I create the story? I want the first scene to set the story with a garden, grass, sun and an apple tree. The second shot must close up on the apples in the tree, so you get this close-up. The third scene is of a character, a mad scientist, and this scientist sleepily ambles to the tree, collapses to the ground, closes his eyes. A fourth scene is another close-up of an apple, and the fifth is a close-up of a loose apple about to fall. The sixth, the apple falls. The seventh is the apple falling. Eight is a long shot of scientist and approaching apple. Ninth, and so on. The sequence of scenes that shows the relationship between the setting and the character provides a narrative that makes up the story. Here are a few examples of setting and characters that together might inspire a narrative that thus creates a plot that makes up a story. So, setting might be window ledge at night, one street light, a passerby and someone on the window ledge holding a tray of eggs. Or you could have a window ledge of an old people's home, broad daylight, music coming from inside, and your character is a very old man on the ledge, wearing slippers. And if you see the 2014 film, The 100-Year-Old Man Who Climbed Out of the Window and Disappeared, you'll get an explanation of that relationship between setting and characters. You might have a setting that's a car park outside a football stadium with lots of cars there and noise from the stadium, and one character, a harassed woman, wandering around without a phone or a purse, perhaps without glasses on her nose. Another setting might be very muddy ground in a field, in the countryside, and two people are the characters, two people lying on the ground. Another setting might be a boxing ring, and two drama theorists are present. For this relationship, see the Radcliffe Theatre Study students' films. Another setting might be a sitting room with a big new TV, and a couple of characters would include a middle-aged mother and a teenage daughter. Here's another setting, Trans-Siberian train from Moscow. And one character is a grumpy, old, dry, fish-chewing babushka that spits. And two other characters are a young English couple. For the source of this idea, see the blog at thewanderlusteffect.wordpress.com, 2014, September 21. Another setting might be a graduation ceremony in which a single twin is graduating. Another setting, an uninhabited building full of glittering lights in the middle of a desert. And the character is somebody sitting in their home study with a black computer screen. The inspiration for this story was in a university block on networks. Another setting might be a boat, a personal boat, big enough for a whole family, and it's moored in the middle of an alligator-infested river during a lightning storm. The characters, not elaborated yet, a British family, so you have to think through a bit more of what the characters might be. That's as far as I've got for now. Any comments?